How do we get 200,000 subscribers on YouTube? I will share what has worked for me in the simplest terms possible because I want you to be able to maximize your subscribers also. If you find this video helpful, would you please leave a like on it, because that will help more people just like you find it. Do you hear what I just did there? That's a little tip that helps to get videos found a lot more often. And maximizing subscribers is just a collection of a few simple tips that I'm going to share right here with you right now. If you'd like to see more videos like this, I make one every day. Would you please subscribe? Because that will help you see more videos and show you exactly what it takes to get a subscriber. All you really need to do is understand what makes you subscribe and then do that. I've learned what makes me subscribe to other people, and then I've optimized my creative strategy on my YouTube channel to do exactly what works on me. Let's take a look at my channel over here. First, let's verify. Let's prove I have 200,000 subscribers today. I'm not just blowing hot air at you. 206,000. Very grateful. This is a crazy amount of subscribers compared to what I imagined would ever be possible. I haven't even updated my cover photo. 180,000. Here are the very basics, very quickly. Number one, besides the tips I just showed you firsthand, for example, asking for a like at the beginning of the video, asking for a subscription at some point, key to-do list, create tutorial videos, especially long detailed tutorial videos on subjects where people frequently don't make tutorials or where people are searching for a lot of tutorials. For example, my number one video with over 3 million views, which now has limited or no ads, is called The Complete Free Hacking Course, Go From Beginner to Advanced. Notice it's October 4th, 2017. This video is over 2 years old, nearly 2.5 years old. This is critical. You want to make videos that will endure. Evergreen tutorials are essential for getting a lot of subscribers. If you're not sold yet, I'll keep selling you now. Check this out. My second most popular video, a bigger version of the hacking tutorial before. 9-hour hacking tutorial. I don't even know how to do hardly any hacking. I partnered with another creator and I introduced the video. I paid to have the video produced and then I put that up there. Now, this is not an ideal formula. It's ideal to only build videos where you or the creators are consistently in the videos. Therefore, I'm going forward just doing as many videos as possible where my knowledge is featured. However, this does help get a lot of extra subscribers. Here's another video. I partnered with a League of Legends coach. This video, 700,000 views, is a 55-minute full-length gameplay of a League of Legends game. Truly went viral on its own with no additional help from YouTube ads. Then another tutorial, Google AdWords, another tutorial, Linux through partnerships, these Linux and Android tutorials. Here's a tutorial of mine, how to get started mining Ethereum or Ethereum Classic. My Facebook ads tutorials. Here's one, I paid a girl on Fiverr $5 to make a video, how do you tell a girl you love her? 50-second video, hundreds of thousands of views. Now, also several more different types of tutorials. Notice almost all of these are tutorial videos. This one exception right here. This is kind of a blog format, quick 10-minute video explaining what I learned trading, investing in cryptocurrencies. This is one of the few exceptions. Almost all the rest of my top videos are tutorials. And this one also, this price predictions is an exception as well. Notice these are both newer. You really need to start with tutorial videos in anything you want to do. For example, if you want to play video games, I've done Call of Duty Zombies. Here's a Call of Duty Zombies tutorial with 100,000 views. If you want to get people following your live stream games, do tutorials on the game first and do a bunch of them and get them out there as soon as possible. Tutorial videos are absolutely critical for building subscribers. In fact, I personally don't know of any people I've subscribed to who have large followings who didn't start out or rely heavily on tutorial videos. There may be a few exceptions, but people go to YouTube and search and find new viewers primarily by looking for tutorial videos. Once you've got that down, it's simply a matter of doing that over and over again. And then combining, you can throw in some of your own blog posts. You can throw in news updates. For example, I have a Happier People podcast I do. What you want to do then is build deeper relationships with every single person finding every tutorial video. Therefore, ideally, you might do a tutorial video every single day, but I realize tutorial videos can take a lot of preparation. It's nice to just consistently put a video out every single day if possible. You'll notice consistently I do a video about every day. Looking at my videos, almost every single day a video comes out on my YouTube channel. That helps me, once someone's seen that first tutorial, that helps me build a deep relationship where it's not just about one tutorial I did, but it starts to be about following any kind of video I do. Now, it's okay to have what looks like a small amount of views on a large amount of subscribers, because these are very high quality views usually. These are from people who are often watching every single video. Now, it's ideal to just have yourself or partner with someone else and always have similar or the same partners. You can choose to focus on certain topics, but all of these things can be limiting as well as providing an advantage. For example, if I did all League of Legends videos, that would probably help me build a huge League of Legends audience. But at the same time, I have access to a greater audience today by doing videos on all kinds of different topics. Think about some of the very top influencers in the world, the largest channels. The producers do videos on whatever they want. Very few of the channels at the top are restricted to only a certain niche. And that's key, is to not get stuck in just a certain niche. To do videos on anything we feel like doing videos every single day. If I want to make a video, I want to do one on something I'm feeling today, great. If I want to do a tutorial on cryptocurrencies, great, I do that. If I want to do a video with my dog, I do that. If I want to do a news story, I do that. I do whatever I want, because that helps me build a deep relationship with my followers over time. Now, the next thing I'm about to show you will help to get the initial push, but you don't have to do this. My friend Joseph Delgadillo started years after me on YouTube. He's up to 89,000 subscribers. He's not done any YouTube ads before. However, if you are able to do YouTube ads help a lot for speeding up the process of building subscribers, for pushing tutorial videos to the top of the rankings. I've spent $43,000 now on YouTube ads for my YouTube channel. And that is what's helped me to get some of these tutorial videos up to the highest ranking. For example, Google AdWords tutorials, a pretty competitive niche, tends to be very valuable traffic. Getting a top ranking Google AdWords tutorial has equaled thousands of dollars in sales for me for video courses every single month. Having these Facebook ads tutorials equaled clients often paying hundreds of dollars just to have a consulting call with me for an hour. Some of these more valuable niches like this, it's well worth it to pay for ads to get to the top, especially in things like AdWords or technical tutorials, where getting on the top, you get a ton of views. On this AdWords tutorial, this is one of the top AdWords tutorials online, 600 and some thousand views. I spent thousands of dollars to get it up to the top of the rankings right away after I released it. And since then, it's paid out tens of thousands of dollars in sales. It's paid out thousands or close to 1,000 in ad revenue. It's paid out lots of very valuable subscribers who love my technical marketing tutorials. If you want to take your tutorials and push them up to the top in competitive niches. YouTube ads can help, especially right after a video is released. It can trigger to YouTube that this is a video that should be placed higher in YouTube search. Ultimately, YouTube search, especially for growing, is essential. If you look at the traffic sources on my videos, YouTube search is number one. And this is what the case tends to be for most channels except those at the ultra top. Once you get that YouTube search traffic set up, you've essentially got guaranteed access then to more suggested videos, more browse features especially. And the more you snowball this over time, the more those browse features can all of a sudden start throwing in huge amounts of traffic. Browse features are from people seeing videos on the home feed on YouTube, especially. If you click in, you can see exactly where browse features come from, mainly on the home feed. And notice these are not even by subscribers usually. This is one little secret that beginners on YouTube often don't know, and that causes a lot of comments that when you know this, you can easily disregard. The main value on YouTube is getting this browse features up through YouTube search. Every time a user searches on YouTube, watches a little bit of my video, I have a better shot at getting into that browse feed, which hitting that browse feed repeatedly gives me a better shot at getting subscribers. Notice that more than two-thirds of my views on the homepage are from viewers not even subscribed. If you want to get subscribers, it often takes coming up in this browse feature several times to pull a subscription down. And then once the subscription's there, it's easier to get repeated views after that from subscribers. Notice, though, it's not necessary to get an actual subscription in order to get views. A lot of the top YouTubers are relying primarily on this, not even on subscribers, but just on being in the browse features so much. A lot of the top times I've hit the browse features high, I've got a lot more views from non-subscribers, and then a lot of those have converted to subscribers. Therefore, tutorial videos aimed at showing up in YouTube search, boosted if possible or desired with YouTube ads, and then videos just every single day. This is a very simple formula. This in 10 or 15 minutes here, these are the exact systems that work to get a lot of subscribers over time. Thank you very much for watching this video with me. I hope it's been helpful for you because I researched this a ton when I was trying to build my subscribers. No one just put it into a quick 10-minute format, showed exactly what works, explained why it works, and gave, I hope this has given you an exact system. Tutorial videos and daily vlog videos repeatedly boosted with AdWords over time. You've got an exact system. It's proven to work for me. It's proven to work over and over again for others. This will absolutely work to get 200,000 subscribers if you do it. And then you keep working on yourself every day. The daily videos help you get better at videos. I naturally don't say I naturally say my words in a way that comes out this way because I've done 1,600 videos already on YouTube. It's just practice like anything else. If you found this helpful, would you please leave a like? Because when you leave a like on my video, you'll know exactly how the process works to get the same on your videos. The more likes and engagement a video gets, the higher it ranks, the better shot it has at showing up in YouTube search, suggested video, and browse features. If you found this really helpful, would you please convert now to a subscriber? Because when you convert to a subscriber with me, you'll understand exactly how the process works for you. You'll know, I see exactly how I went through the timeline with this guy. I found a video here. I watched this video. I subscribed to him. Okay, that's the process I need to repeat to get the same thing I want. Thank you very much for watching this. I love you. You are awesome. And I will hope to see you again soon in my video tomorrow or maybe the day after that.